Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to be with you always. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to His disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when He comes, the Spirit of truth, He will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on His own, but He will speak what He hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify Me, because He will take from what is Mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is Mine. For this reason, I tell you that He will take from what is Mine and declare it to you. Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus ascended into heaven, but He sent the Holy Spirit to be with us. The same Spirit, the same Word of the Lord, give us all the special graces that we can always be close to God the Father. We are not away from Him. By the time of Jesus' period, Jesus was physically with the people day by day. But after His resurrection, His Holy Spirit descend upon the apostles and also descend upon us, so that every moment the Holy Spirit is living in us. God is close to us. God is part of us. With the Holy Eucharist, you can feel this when we accept the body of Christ, the blood of Christ into our body. Our body is transformed into His life. This is what St. Paul says today. It's not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. Believing that, we are therefore unknown. But also, of course, when we say we follow Jesus, also have to carry our daily crosses. We have the all special grace to carry our own cross. Particular grace. We do not have the grace to carry the cross of our neighbor, of your parents, of your children. They have their own grace to carry for themselves. But we have our own grace for ourselves. So at times we worry about what will be my children, what will be my husband or my wife. Pray for them and trust them to the Lord. But most important, you live well your own cross. With a joyful heart, because Jesus loves you in the most particular way, especially when you are in suffering, you are more close to Him, because He shares His suffering with you. He showed His love to you, so that you can offer little bit of your sacrifice for the glory of God, for the sake of your neighbor. So, no matter the times that you are suffering or not suffering, all the time when you're doing well, moment by moment, the will of the Father, this is our life, this is our joy. Don't worry too much about things of tomorrow. Jesus says, the important is that we live today. And Jesus once says, perhaps tonight God the Father will take you to Him. So what you worry about, what will be tomorrow? Jesus is very practical. He loves us. Jesus Himself also suffered a lot on earth. But all the time, He just prayed, Father, into your hand I commend my spirit. Everything is on trust to God the Father. So this is our life. Our joy doesn't mean we have no crosses. Our joy means we are one with Jesus. We are in the Holy Spirit. This is our joy. Ask the Lord to bless us, to give us this special grace. And I think you know that these 2 days we celebrate 100 years of the Saint Pope JP II. I met him quite a few times when I was in Rome. He gave me the impression that he saw always look at you one heart, one mind. This love of God Father through him. I really miss him. I think more important that the Pope is giving us a message. You do the same towards your neighbor. Love as God is loving each person.